Mog's cell lit up in her hand, and the old 16-ton song began to play. It was her supervisor, Julie. Rolling her eyes to the back of her head, Mog was not surprised to get the call on her PTO day. Julie had no respect for work-life balance boundaries. For the past 3 years, Mog worked as a marketing specialist for one of those massive corporations where backstabbing and ladder climbing were the name of the game. Mog had no desire to climb the corporate ladder, and she refused to play the game, instead keeping her head down and contributing no more or less than her weekly workload required. Julie, on the other hand, loved the game. She took every opportunity to throw Mog under the bus to make herself look better. But Mog's practical nature and her love of holding on to email conversations as receipts had kept her ass covered whenever Julie tried to abuse her power.
Wouldn't answer that if I were you.
Mog shushed him and answered. Hey, Julie, where do you get the audacity? Mog held the phone away from her ear as Julie screeched at her. I've bent over backwards trying to cover for your mistakes over the last 3 years. 3 years, Mog! And you thank me by calling me the worst human on the face of the planet? You are so easily replaceable, Mog. You're done. Don't bother coming to get your things. I'll ship them to you, and your final check will be mailed. I don't ever want to see your face again. Happy freaking birthday! Slam. If it weren't for the confusing situation at hand, Mog would have appreciated Julie using the office landline to physically slam the phone down. Telephones ruined that little pleasure for everyone. Closing her eyes and counting to 10, she took deep breaths and threw the cell phone on the bed. Calm enough to form words again, she looked down at Perry with her hands on her hips and frown lines deeply etched into her forehead.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
What did you do?
Perry had the good sense to at least look sheepish. A tiny vibration came from the spot on her bed where she had tossed her phone, alerting her to a text from a coworker, Shannon. Mog and Shannon had become casual work friends over the years, enjoying the occasional happy hour where they had margaritas and complained about what a bitch Julie was. Mog checked the text. What the hell happened? Julie's ranting and raving like a lunatic. Did you really get fired? She bent down and glared at her toe.
Perry, if you don't answer me, I will gladly accept a chin hair for the pleasure of torturing you. Why did my boss just fire me at 8 o'clock in the morning on a day when I'm out on PTO?
Perry's little eyes darted back and forth, avoiding Mog's gaze.
Hypothetically, she might have called you with a work question while you were out on PTO, which is totally rude, by the way.
Okay.
And then? Hypothetically, you may have told her she could figure it out herself. You may have also alluded that since she takes credit for all of your work, she could just start doing some of it. And that's when you, hypothetically, called her the worst human on the face of the planet.
Mog's jaw dropped. She stood back up, stunned and speechless,